Hey teacher, before we start today's episode, I wanted to let you know about my free webinar happening on the 9th of May. If you've been struggling to promote yourself, if you feel like you still have to chase clients and find them, and it's been a struggle and you can't find your own consistency on social media, then this webinar is for you. It's called How to Become a Booked Out Language Teacher, and I'm going to teach you in a very simple way what marketing actually is about and how to create your own way of being consistent and visible so that clients find you and you don't have to chase them. I hope you will come and hope to see you there. The link to sign up is in my show notes. It's completely free. So literally a no-brainer. See you there. Hey teacher, before we start today's episode, I wanted to tell you about something really exciting happening very, very soon. So you may have heard me talk about email marketing, sending newsletters, building your list quite a lot recently. And there is a reason. Who is we? Myself and Lauren at copy.copy, who is an amazing copywriter, are running a challenge where we will teach you everything that you need to start an email list and get your first 100 subscribers. Honestly, it's going to be amazing. I cannot wait to literally teach you everything we know. We are not going to hold anything back so that you can reap all the rewards of having a functioning email list with active subscribers, because we know how powerful it is and we think that every teacher should have an email list. So if you're interested, we are running this challenge on the 8th of May, that's Monday, 8th of May, for 4 days. And in order to sign up, you just have to go to my website, www.olakowalska.com/race, because the challenge is called Race to 100 subscribers. I should have said that before, right? But anyways, we cannot wait to see you there. And yeah, just go to my website or to the link in the description of the episode, sign up, and we'll see you there. Hey, and welcome to the Get Richer Teacher podcast. My name is Ola, and I'll be your guide and mentor on your way to realizing your potential as an educator. If the title of the podcast is triggering, that's even better, because that means that I still have some work to do. My mission is to help teachers work independently and believe that they deserve more freedom and more money. As a teacher, you are allowed to work with your perfect students rather than some random people challenging how much you charge and asking why so much. If you're ready to become a richer teacher, build and scale an independent teaching business that can support your dreams and your lifestyle, then you're in the right place. The world knows that teachers are superheroes. Let's get paid what we're worth, shall we? Hey, 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 and welcome to another episode of Get Richer Teacher. I haven't recorded one for quite a while. Have you noticed that I've got a blog? If you haven't, then you need to check it out. There is one post available now, and it's quite juicy, actually, because it's all about some creative ways of making some extra income as a teacher. So if you haven't checked out my blog, go into my website, www.olakowalska.com/blog, and just read, enjoy, and let me know what you think. But now let's talk about today's topic, which is struggles with social media, struggles to convert followers into paying students, or general, like, you know, pains and annoying things on social media. So today I wanted to talk to you about some possible reasons why you might be struggling with social media. Also, I wanted to make this comment that even if you have lots of subscribers, which might be the case, you might still be struggling. And I will tell you why, because there are different kind of layers, different angles at which social media should be looked at. So first things first, I personally encourage you to think about your social media platform, whatever it is, whether it is Instagram, lots of you know me from Instagram, whether it is Facebook or LinkedIn, TikTok, whatever. It should not be your priority. I've said that before and I'm saying it again. It should not be your priority, because what tends to happen is that if you prioritize social media, so if you basically, one of the most important like kind of marketing activities that you do is posting on your social media, then you're probably missing the point of marketing altogether. I'm not saying that everybody does. I don't want to generalize, but that's what I'm observing. And it's hard to watch, because I think there is so much potential that people have, but they just waste it on things that don't actually bring results. So what I want you to understand is that you need to know what your marketing goals are before you even start posting on social media. Because if you don't know what your marketing goals are, and I'll tell you in a moment what they might be, you are going to struggle. You're going to post for the sake of posting. You're going to post in the spirit of what I call hope marketing, which is basically posting, hoping that somebody will find it interesting or educational, and hoping for the best. So I don't want you to be practicing hope marketing, because it is exhausting and it doesn't bring results very often. So you may as well think about it more strategically. Remember that your social media platform, your social media profile, is not there for people to get educated. Your primary goal shouldn't be to educate people. Your primary goal should be to make people aware of your service. You will also be playing a role of an educator, because you are an educator, but that simple shift will help you be more effective there. Because I understand that you may have, and also let me know, DM me and let me know if that was the case. Maybe during the pandemic, maybe at some point in your career, you realized, okay, I have a lot of students, or they usually come to me via word of mouth. So I may as well start posting something on whatever, Instagram, and maybe people will come, right? But what I see a lot of people struggle with is that they actually don't see any results. They start posting and they post for months or even years, but still most of their actual paying clients come from word of mouth. Is that you? Because so many people tell me about it. So what's the remedy? What's the remedy? You need to know why you're there. So we're going back to the idea of, it is the primary goal of you being active and visible on social media is to make people aware that you have paid services, that you have courses, that you have lessons, whatever. The other thing is that you need to understand that people don't suddenly, from not knowing anything about you and watching then a good, even no matter how good and useful it is, an educational post or a video or a reel or even a podcast episode, I wouldn't expect anybody after listening to me talk for the first time to buy anything from me. It is possible in some cases, but that's a completely different story. We might talk about it at some point. But you need to understand that there is a certain journey that people go through, and you need to be aware of what those steps in the journey are. My personal favorite way of figuring out what your marketing goals could be is asking yourself, what's the next thing that I want to sell? In a lot of your cases, it's going to be one-to-one classes or maybe group classes. By the way, have you heard about my new fantastic course, Groupify Your Classes? If you haven't, go onto my website. It's amazing. It's amazing. If you're sick and tired of one-to-ones and you want to do groups, just do it. And it's going to tell you how to do it. So it's amazing. So these are the options. Obviously, if you've been doing it for a longer while, maybe you already have some digital courses or other things that you want to sell, but you need to know what that is. And then you need to create content that attracts people to those things. So it's not attracting people to your profile, because that doesn't make any sense. That's pointless. Like, you don't want people on your profile if you've got nothing to sell, because then, and I've talked about this before as well, then those people are used to free stuff. And that's, again, a waste of your time. I mean, if you are willing to post educational content to help people, there is nothing wrong with that. But make sure that you look after yourself and your interest first. And what's in your interest is making sure that those people are aware that there is a business going on here. So in case you have some sort of a light bulb moment here, let me know if you have. I want you to ask yourself, what is actually the point of what you do on social media? Because maybe you never wanted to sell God knows what. Maybe you just wanted to add it as a side kind of thing, and maybe something will happen. Because that, if that's the case, then just stop beating yourself up and do what you like doing. But if you're serious about this business thing, then I need you to start thinking about it strategically. Tell people that there is an offer, and it should be clear from the moment they come to your profile, basically. It should be clear from at least a few posts on your grid. So it shouldn't be educational content for the sake of educational content or even entertaining. It should be clear that this leads to something, that this leads to you showing people what your lessons are like, what your courses are like, and that kind of stuff. So the way that journey might look, and that's my personal favorite way, because it's just so easy. It's so easy. And it's so graceful, I don't know, maybe that's not the right word, is when people come across your profile on social media, you would then invite them to sign up to your email list. So rather than keeping them there and hoping, again, using this stupid hope marketing, hoping that they will stay, that they will get interested. And remember that with the way social media is created and built, you're basically relying on the fact that a person comes, sees you, and then the next day that they would come again and see you. And that doesn't happen with everybody. However, if that same person is interested enough in what you do and they see that you have a newsletter going on, they will sign up, and then you don't have to hope for anything because your email will just land in their inbox. Isn't that beautiful? So I've already shared that, but email marketing is, I would say, the 60% of success of my business and the things that I sell. The rest is a combination of things, I would say. It's referrals, it's a little bit of conversations in DMs, it's a few other things, but email marketing is a big chunk of why I've been successful. So now, knowing all of this, ask yourself, why have you been struggling? Is it because you are still doing the hope marketing? Is it because you're posting for the sake of educating rather than letting people know that there is an offer? Is there not a clear next step, which could be signing up to a newsletter, or it could be DMing you? There are tons of ways, but I just think that emails are just such a natural way of keeping people's attention for longer, because you can then contact them, you can write to them, you can just establish that relationship. And let's be honest, you need to establish a relationship with someone. Unfortunately, there are so many, and I can see more and more of that. And I think it's great that people are experimenting. So many teachers are now paying for ads of their courses, and like hoping that people would just buy from that ad. Unfortunately, it doesn't work like that. People need to first start trusting you. So the know, like, trust factor is something that needs to be established before it happens. So I am going to be honest with you. This whole journey, which in other words, in marketing terms, is called a funnel, but you don't need to know that really, is something that I struggled with for a while. And then I understood and it clicked. And it's like, oh my God, it's so simple. I'm going to teach everybody how to do this, because this is how you become successful with your sales, with your online presence, and how you actually convert those followers into paying clients, into paying students. So again, ask yourself where the problem lies. Do you even know what your offer is? I'm not saying it has to be super complicated. It can just be a one-to-one service, but still, it is an offer, right? So when people talk about strategy on social media, that's basically what they mean. They mean that, yes, you have to stay visible. Yes, you have to sort of have to, but you don't really have to do anything, post content. But then you need to know, you need to be aware. Actually, it needs to be obvious from your profile that there is a journey that people can jump on to potentially become your buyers, your potential students. And it's not going to happen overnight. And it's something that the more you practice, you will see how different it is for different people. For some people, it takes very short to warm up. I have had cases of people just seeing my social media, my Instagram profile, and literally within a week buying something from me, or even the same day if it was the right offer. But very often it just takes time. So how can you maximize that opportunity that you have when somebody comes to your profile? You have to keep them. And the best way to keep them is by engaging them with some different type of content, with emails, or even, you know, there are even ways on social media that you can do that. But still, we have to keep in mind that social media is unreliable. You can just lose your profile. So you then just lose all those people who are potentially interested in what you've got to offer. So I think the best guarantee of like kind of avoiding that risk is inviting them to your email list. Now, the good news is, I don't know where you all are. I don't know who is listening to this, but I know so many people struggle and find email overwhelming. It's like, oh my God, sounds like another chore. It's, I don't know what I would write about. I don't know what kind of like how to even set it up. And I understand it can be quite daunting, but don't you worry, child. I do have something really exciting coming up. You may have heard at the beginning of this episode, but I'm going to repeat. There is a challenge coming. It's called Race to 100 new subscribers on your list. Myself and Lauren Martin at copy.copy are running this amazing challenge. Honestly, we're so excited about it, to help you set up your email marketing system. We're going to tell you all the steps of how to do it. We're going to answer any questions. The challenge is going to last 4 days. There will be an offer at the end that you don't need to buy, but I think it's going to be awesome and it's going to help you a lot in your teaching business. You might as well. And if you want to sign up and join us in the challenge, it's completely free. Go to my website, olakowalska.com/race, and just sign up. That's it. We would love to have you there on that race to your first 100 subscribers. Because again, we know how powerful email is and we want to help you succeed, sell, convert those followers, and finally see that all your efforts on social media pay off. So I hope I've convinced you. I cannot wait to see you in the challenge. And otherwise, that's it for this week, and see you again next week. Bye.
It's not your fault that you don't know how to make good money as a teacher or how to market your teaching. Nobody's ever taught you, but I'm on a mission to change that. Teachers make the world a better place and they can be excellent at business. They just need direction. That's what I'm giving you here and on my YouTube channel under the same name. Make sure that you also follow me on Instagram at @Ola_coaches_teachers and check out my website www.olakowalska.com to see if any of my paid offers, including my one-to-one coaching, my business foundation course, The Rocket, or my membership for teachers in business could be the right fit for you. I'll see you soon in the next episode.